I'm Jesse. I wear many hats, and this is my weekly adventure. This week is going to be an interesting roll-up for the Taiwan special. We're going to talk about, a Columbine mother has been speaking out at TED Talks. I don't know how long this is, and I'm probably late on picking up on it, but I've got some things to say about her, and I'm not going to be boring. I'm going to tie it around, and I'm going to talk about education from the perspective of someone being in Taiwan for 10 years. I'm going to talk about Common Core. I've got something else to talk about too. No, and I'm also going to talk about sanctuary cities and what I think as someone who lived in Taiwan, but all that's Taiwan special. This week, I wasn't going to say anything before, but I finally decided that it's time to speak. This week, in fact, just yesterday, I finally launched my bilingual YouTube channel. I don't think I'm going to share it and tell you how to find it. You're going to go find it. You got to type Chinese. Well, I'll tell you what. I'll give you a hint. If you've got to search JC. And see, I gave it away. But you got to search Chinese. American Taiwanese. You got to find the Chinese version for that. Now, I'm sorry, but I'm giving you a little bit of a hint here. If you use the simplified communist China version of the Chinese, it might be hard to find. You're going to have to use the traditional, the real Chinese that the communists didn't mess up in order to find it, because it's on the Taiwan YouTube. I mean, YouTube is banned in China. So why does Google use the Chinese of a country that bans them? Have you ever wondered that? So anyhow, Chinese has a simplified Chinese. And if you go to Google, the default Chinese selection is the simplified, which is the one they use in China, which has banned Google. Why? Don't use the Chinese language version of the people who banned you. Use the Chinese language of the version of the people who do love you. This isn't, and you wonder why Google has got so many problems. Not to mention Facebook. But here's what this is. This is a bilingual channel, and it's me venting about all kinds of... This week, here's what I'm working on. In fact, you know what? I need to go... I'm going to be right back. I've got to come over here, and I'm going to find... there we are. I got it. Okay. This is my little... Here. I'm holding up a paper of me. If you've seen me on Facebook, or if you've seen my stuff... you've seen this picture of me. It's me at the top of Mount Jade, which is the tallest... Well, it's the tallest mountain in East Asia. If you want anything taller, you've got to go to the Himalayas and Kunlun Mountains, which are twice as tall. I mean, we're talking 6 months to get to the top because you've got to get used to the air. This is the most annoying highest peak in the world to climb. We're talking a little less than half the height of Mount Everest, but Mount Everest is ridiculously tall. Even half that height is beyond the nosebleed section. So it's high enough to get altitude sickness, but low enough that you can do it in a hurry. So you've got to really go in a hurry. You might get sicker doing Mount Jade than you would Mount Everest, because Mount Everest, you've got to get acclimated. Here, it's like, just hurry up and go do it. Don't wait to get over your altitude sickness. Just go while you're still sick, because it's so close. So it's the most annoying highest peak in the world to climb, probably, or one of the most. Here's what I'm doing. I've been explaining this nonsense I've been dealing with in Taiwan, and part of my coming out of the shell, because I've been in Taiwan 10 years, and I don't want to complain about a country that I just got to, but I think once I've been there 10 years, I think it's all right for me to talk, especially when I've learned some of the language and when I've befriended the locals enough that they're going to do YouTube videos with me. So I've got these handwritten things Here's a hand. I'm showing you this in the video here. There's a handwritten letter, if you can see it. Yeah, my handwriting looks like something Jefferson would have written. Anyhow, I'm sending this to Congress to explain to them. Well, you know, as my dear mother pointed out, some congressman's aide sure is going to think it's important. Here's what I'm going to do. Look at this right here. In fact, I'll read this to you. This is really interesting stuff here. Talk about government. You know, I talk about this in the point today. You know, you got to do a good job with stuff. If you want people to read your stuff, you got to use a good font. You've got to use good penmanship. I use the a Helvetic spinoff. It's called TextGyre Heros from the Gust Foundry. It's free, but it's like Helvetica. And I use that for the subtitles in the videos on my new YouTube channel. I put the subtitles on top of the video because it's bilingual. Google doesn't get bilingual videos. They think that every video is in only one language. What racists? What bigots? You know, I mean, I'm sorry, but I'm always the guy that doesn't fit. And I'm just used to it now. What I'm going to do is I'm going to take this right here. I'm going to read this to you. And I'm going to put one of these pictures on the bottom. And I'm going to send one to the president. President Trump is going to get one of these. In fact, is the one that I'm holding here the one's going to go to president? No. This one's going to go to my congressman. But I've got several copies of these. You know, they all say the same thing. And I hand wrote them all out. Here, I'm going to read it to you. During my time in Taiwan and East Asia, I have come to love the people and respect writers of efficient policy, but have grown disappointed with juvenile governance. As an American, I have learned an invaluable lesson. By telling our allies, whether developing nations or first world, to respect all people so that they will automatically respect our people, doing so with love, resolve, diligence, fairness, and in specific detail, we are helping both their citizens and ours more than any trade agreement or military alliance ever could. I'm going to let you hit the rewind button and play it again. I don't know if you heard that, but it's a pretty interesting thing to put up next to a picture posing in Taiwan. Here I am at this high peak. In fact, in the pod pic, the video on YouTube here that's streaming out to Twitch, the picture behind me is the mountain that I was at the top of. I don't think you can quite see the highest peak there, but you see pretty close to it. And of course, behind me is the Taiwan flag. I got to Jade Mountain, and right at the base of the mountain, the Taiwanese flag. Last time I checked, it wasn't China. So, I mean, the thing is, this picture of me at the top of this highest peak in Taiwan, and anything in undisputed China, I do believe. You get to the far outskirts of China where they have those high mountains, those are in disputed territories. Those are in places where other countries would love to come and invade and take the province away from China. So we're not talking about something up, you know, those highest mountains in the world, it's in China. We're not talking up the road from Beijing. We're talking way out in the boondocks, way out at the edge, in the wilderness, surrounded by people who don't speak Chinese, who don't like the Chinese, who have friends in the neighboring country who'd love to come in and take it away from China. That's where the highest mountains in Asia are, or in China are, actually are. It's not, we're not talking, you know, China would have us think that they invented those mountains, and they didn't. We're not talking about something up the street from Beijing. But here I am behind me. This is actually in Taiwan, and it's higher than anything in the normal Chinese culture area of China. So that's a controversial thing. I get to the top of that, and I don't fly China's flag. They wish they owned it. I fly Taiwan's flag. That's a pretty big deal. So I'm going to be sending copies of this to Congress, and this week I'm launching my YouTube channel in bilingual. It's Chinese and English, and I speak both. And I got a buddy sometimes. I mean, I'm doing different things. I talk with different people. I do how-to videos. Some might be in all Chinese, but I'm launching that this week, and I'm absolutely thrilled. And I'm going to be venting and doing something positive. You know, when you're frustrated, go produce art that'll encourage people. Let's leave it at that. Taiwan special starts tomorrow.